News Talk 1110 993 WBT. TJ with the amazing tunes today. Josh on the phones. If you call to call into the show, just say, "Hey Josh," 704-570-1110. That's right. You just say, "Hey Josh," and then you say, "I want to talk to Brett." And that's sort of your passcode, your passkey to getting on the program. This story out of Houston and Astro World is so weird. The Travis Scott and Drake concert that took place on Friday night. Now, I've told you guys, I grew up in West Texas, and for a period of time during my childhood, a couple of summers I spent with my best friend's family who had moved out of El Paso and gone to Houston, and I spent a bunch of time at Astro World. Astro World was really super cool once upon a time. I was there one night when Power Station was playing with Robert Palmer, by the way. And so... It's a big, huge amusement park, right? It's probably like any Six Flags you go to. It's very similar to Carowinds, but maybe a little bigger. And so they do these concerts. And so Travis Scott comes in to do the show, and Drake goes out on stage. And the thing about what happened on Friday night, where you end up with 8 people dead and 300 people injured, the crazy thing about this was how the day started. Because you had general admission people lining up, waiting for the gates to open, and they had security guards that were letting people in. Well, this one security guard saw somebody doing something, and he took one step away from that gate and went to address this person, and people gate crashed, and they flew and flooded through. And what they flooded into was the VIP section, and none of them were screened. Their bags weren't screened for weapons, paraphernalia, drugs. I mean, whatever. They just stormed into the venue. And then you had a sort of a ripple effect where the GA crowd also ran, and they filled the venue where the concert was being held. Now, the concert goes off on Friday night, and it's a typical Travis Scott show. Drake does a special appearance, and you know, it's hopping and popping. But the reporting is that there's a crowd surge that moves towards the stage. People are starting to get crushed, and the crush is building before the show even starts because they have a countdown clock up above the stage. It starts at 30 minutes to tell you when the show is going to begin. And as that clock is counting down, it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And there are people, you've seen interviews, no doubt, who are like putting their hands up so that they can get more spacing, who are trying to breathe. And they say that every time they take a breath in, they compress more. And it's a miserable situation. Then all of a sudden, you end up with people getting pricked. Houston police, the police chief was talking last night and this morning about the fact that there were people standing there that got stabbed. One security guard got jabbed in his neck, and they had to use Narcan on him to bring him back. So it was obviously an opioid that they were hitting people with, but they were hitting people essentially at random in the crowd. And so the people that died are very young. They died of cardiac arrest. When you first watched that coverage on Saturday morning, you're sitting here and you're going, wow, it's from the crush. Well, some of it may have been pushed by the crush, but it was also the fact that there were people getting stabbed with opioids. And when they tried to bring ambulances in to exfiltrate these people, including one woman who was a first responder who was crushed, and they ended up having to crowd surf her out to get her out to the end of the arena so she could be treated. This is insane. This is insane. And so now Travis Scott and Drake are facing lawsuits, because this is a very dangerous situation. And Travis Scott, it is alleged, I wasn't there, but I'm going by news reports, it is alleged that he was yelling and cursing that people were trying to stop the show. Well, they were trying to get people out who were getting crushed and hurt and killed. So now we wait and see what's going to happen with the court fight, right? Now we wait and see. He puts up a video. He says what he's going to say about this tragedy. It's all this, it's all that. But now we got to wait and see. I'm going to tell you something right now. As the parent of teens, I'm not kidding when I say this, because I've been to enough concerts. TJ, you've been to a whole ton of concerts. I hate general admission. GA is insane. It's insane. It's all fun and stupid when you're like 17 and you don't care. It has gotten so dangerous now in our culture. In our culture broadly, everybody who goes to these shows, to have a general admission concert is insane. Not with something this big. Like, I'm not big with stadium shows to begin with, but when you get into, like, park shows where there's really no way, because if anything's happening inside the crush, there's no way for security to get in there and help. And in some cases, security will just get fought as they're trying to get in there to help somebody out. So you've got to have seating. You've got to have assigned seating, and you got to have a ticket, and you got to have all that sort of stuff. There's a part of me that is inclined to make the case, and I may do this, for why it is we have to ban general admission seating at shows like this. You can't adequately track who's got tickets and who's in the arena. You can't do any of that sort of stuff. And you end up with a mess and a tragedy and deaths on your hands. Certainly get your thoughts on that as well. 704-570-1110. We'll talk Glasgow plus build back better, the monstrosity that passed late on Friday night. It was a horror show all the way around.